The Environmental Protection Agency is going toe-to-toe with California over pollution standards that will have major implications for the automotive industry and climate change policy. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said yesterday the agency will roll back Obama-era fuel efficiency standards that require cars and trucks to get 55 miles per gallon by 2025. Pruitt spoke this morning in Washington.
As you know, I'm here to announce that those standards that were set that we are obligated to evaluate, I am determining that those standards are inappropriate and should be revised.
A group of automakers lobbied last year for changes, saying the standards were too difficult to meet. But California now appears ready for a legal battle to preserve the right to set its own rules. Joining us now is Craig Miller. He's science editor at KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Peter.
So Scott Pruitt says he wants to roll back these fuel efficiency standards across the country, but he's also going after a waiver that has allowed California to set its own rules since like the 1970s. And that's a key in your state, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a linchpin in the state's pretty aggressive plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And it is where the real fight is going to be. There are two things going on here. There are the fuel efficiency standards themselves, and then this waiver, this special permission that's granted under the Clean Air Act for California to basically set its own rules and for other states to be able to pick those rules up, including the one you're broadcasting from, Massachusetts. There are about 12 other states that have signed on to California's standard. And all of those states combined represent about a third, I've heard, as much as 40% of the auto market. So it's pretty seismic what's happening here.
It is going to affect up to 130 million people, I believe, live in within those 12 states, too. So, I mean, what kind of statement is it making nationally on what the Trump administration is trying to do, broadly speaking, when it comes to climate change policy?
It's making a kind of a confusing statement, actually, because one of the things that the Trump administration has been saying, sort of a mantra of theirs, and particularly organizations like the EPA under Scott Pruitt, is that they want business to have regulatory clarity and consistency. Well, we have that right now. We have a national standard that's pretty aggressive, this 55 by 25 that you mentioned. This goes back to you remember about a decade ago when the ailing auto industry was bailed out by the Obama administration. And part of the deal was, okay, guys, we'll bail you out, but in exchange, you have to start ratcheting up fuel economy according to a pretty aggressive schedule. And everybody signed on to that. And that was done in consultation with California, which already had stricter rules under this waiver. So now there's this one national standard that all the automakers have been trying to hit, targets spaced out over several years. And now the EPA is saying we want to tear that up, basically, and possibly result in a fragmented market where there are two different standards that automakers have to try to figure out how to make vehicles under this one, how to make vehicles under that one, where to sell this car, where to sell that car. So it's kind of hard to see where the regulatory clarity and consistency is under that.
Now, the chief executive of Ford wrote a blog post last week that said, while he would like more flexibility on meeting that Obama-era rule, he does support increasing clean car standards through 2025, and they are not asking for a rollback. So as you point out, this is very confusing probably for the automotive industry and very important to them. They need to get this figured out.
Yeah, the industry is kind of split on this, and it's difficult for them because they need about 3 years lead time to design for any given model year. And right now, we don't know what we're going to be looking at 3 years from now. The state of California has not explicitly said that it's going to court over this, but I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that they will, and that it'll become a protracted court battle, which could tie things up for another year or two, I'm hearing, in which case the automakers are sitting around wondering what standard they should be designing for.
Hmm. So what do you think the next steps would be? You mentioned a possible lawsuit. I know your governor and your state attorney general both very fired up about this. In fact, they're fired up about the Trump administration on many topics.
Oh, yeah. This is just the latest in a long line of lawsuits and legal battles, scraps with the Trump administration. I think there are, at this point, at least 50 lawsuits going back and forth over a whole range of things, many of them environmental. Governor Brown has called this move by the EPA a cynical abuse of power. And the head of the Air Board here, Mary Nichols, has said, as far as she's concerned, it changes nothing here. California and the 12 other states with the same rules are going to stay the course, so to speak, as long as the law allows them to do so.
That's Craig Miller. He's science editor at KQED, and he's joined us from San Francisco. Craig, thanks for your time.
You bet, Peter.